I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teacher's Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Whoa. What happened? Are you okay?
What'd I do?
I don't know. Did you blink like crazy? I don't know if I opened my eyes in the middle of your blink, but
I think I glitched. Whoever's running my sim, like it froze or something.
I was like, oh my God.
I was like, yeah, I don't know who's running my sim, but yeah. Yeah, I just glitched.
That scared me. That scared me.
It's like Katy Perry's eye at that concert where,
oh my
like,
gosh. Yes, like, girl.
You a robot. You a robot.
So, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey.
I feel like we haven't recorded in 75,000 years.
I know. And we are sorry we had to take last week off, but things just happen. And sometimes you just need a break, and we're back.
Yeah, I mean, Brooke had a whole gender reveal.
I did. Wait, what do you call it?
Southern Baked Baby Ham.
Southern Baked Baby Ham is a boy.
He is. I cannot wait to buy
so
him.
So excited.
Oh my God, I'm going to buy his first pair of Dunks.
Can you please, because we were talking about that this weekend, and James was like, oh, what, you know, like he's going to wear tractors. I was like, he's going to be in joggers. Gray sweatpants, some white Nike shoes.
Not you gonna have that baby in gray sweatpants.
You're like, we getting him.
He is gonna be fly.
He ain't looking like
he's gonna be fly.
A stack of potatoes.
Because I still have a Pinterest board that says for my boy that has all my inspo for my boy, and I'm not having a boy. Brantisha is not having any more kids.
Yeah,
those two are enough. They are enough for me. So Southern Baked Baby Ham. He's going to get everything my boy should have got. Everything my boy should have got. Okay?
All of it.
Everything.
Because we are not, and I'm not going to do frou-frou. Like, I think there's a time and place for all, like, the cutesy frou-frou, and I think that is so cute on girls. I think it's so freaking precious. I just personally don't like it on boys, like baby boys. Like, the smocked and, like, the... They're not like pantyhose. I don't even know what they're called. The tights.
Those high socks?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's not me.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Mm-mm. He's going to be the flyest most. He's going to be so comfortable.
Yeah. And I really hope he has my temperament because like he and I in this like pregnancy, we've just been chilling. Like we are not anxious. We go
I mean, that's great. And just know
chill.
That he is getting accustomed to you. So he might act crazy for James, but let mommy hold him. He gonna be like, I've been hearing this heartbeat my whole life. Like this, this me right here.
Hey mom. Hey mom. We going on a trip this weekend. Where are we going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
just traveling.
So that's our news. We're having a boy.
A baby boy.
Baby boy.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I'll still be big and large this summer.
You know, we never talked about this, but what's going to happen when you like have the, are we like cutting Teachers Talk Crime? Like, are we going on like maternity leave? Like for Teachers Talk Crime?
My plan was to just stack.
My plan
was to like stack recordings for a little while.
Okay.
You know, give me a few weeks. I don't know like his sleeping schedule.
No, 100%. I'm asking because I'm like, you going to need it, girl.
Or... It could just be you for a few weeks. Telling
by myself?
Story. Yeah.
What am I going to be like? I'm Ashley. I'm also Ashley. And you're here with us on Teachers Who Talk Crime Podcast. Oh my gosh, me talking to myself?
You would just have to go straight into the case.
Stop. I'm anxious. That hurts my heart. I don't like that. I don't want to think about that.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. We'll do a wrap around.
Because that me by myself just sitting here just like, hello, everybody. Like, that's going to be
weird. You guys tell us what y'all want. Y'all will actually do something by herself.
And y'all better not be saying, yeah. Don't say that to me. don't set me up like that.
Also, speaking of Ashley, have you watched the Wendy Williams documentary?
I haven't. I've seen clips and it literally is breaking my soul.
It breaks my heart. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Because why would you put that out there? Because of who Wendy Williams is, mm-hmm. she would never want people to see her in this condition. Ever.
Yeah.
And it is not good.
These companies are making these documentaries, and I almost feel like some of these companies are like not checking with all the family members. Like they're not checking all the boxes because then it's lawsuit after Griselda, the drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her youngest son is the only one still alive,
Damn.
Michael. Mm-hmm. And he is now suing Netflix because of how they portrayed his mom. Now, I'm sorry, Michael, but your mom was a drug dealer. She did kill a lot of people. So, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sorry they portrayed her in that way.
Yeah, but, you know, she did that.
She did do it.
She did that stuff.
Like, it was like actually facts. Like she did it.
But, neither here nor there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, what else are we going to talk about? So, I don't know if I already told y'all that I'm a CrossFit girly / gym girly now, you know?
Yes.
I go to the gym 6 days out of the week, okay?
Ooh.
Last week, I did all seven. I am crumbling at the seams. But the CrossFit Open 24.1
was brutal.
Just started. Mm-hmm. And the girl did do it.
Yeah.
I did do the first workout. Did not finish it. Could not breathe.
But okay, hold on. So for those of you that do not CrossFit, let me explain. So I've been doing the Open since 2015. Like the Open is one time a year and it is the preliminaries for regionals. Regionals then go to another round of workout. Nationals, and then you go to the CrossFit Games, right?
Oh,
the CrossFit Games are held in July, and it is like fittest men and women on earth. Like these are the fittest people. Well, the CrossFit Open is what gets you there. It's like the first stepping stone, but it's like for everybody because they have scaled division, they have a teen division, they have a senior division, they have an RX division, which is you do it exactly prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you do?
I did scale. Well, I did scaled. I did 20 pounds.
Child,
but
15.
I did all like
that 20, you're going to break my heart.
Did 20. But every gym does the Open very differently. So our gym has teams and we compete as a gym, like in our gym for fun. Mm-hmm. But then we also have had, I think we've had like 4 athletes go to regionals. So they've like scored high enough in the Open to go to regionals.
Nice.
Exactly. And it is the hardest workouts, the hardest 4 weeks of CrossFit. Like it is the hardest workouts. These workouts have never appeared before. They are specifically designed to challenge you in all the ways possible. So because we've done burpees and because we've done things with dumbbells, we won't see those again for the next 3 weeks. Like they don't repeat movements.
That's
we definitely
great.
Will see a weightlifting one because they always have to have a weightlifting. They love to do wall walks. So we'll definitely probably see wall walks.
Not very good at those. Have tried them. I do the little baby ones where my hand goes back and then goes forward.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
That's okay. But that's what I was telling Ashley. She's like, I only have 5 punches left. I was like, if you ever want to do a CrossFit class, going during the Open is like the funnest time because one, it's the most challenging workout. So you're actually challenging yourself the most. And two, like the energy is just like, it's amazing. I don't even know. Chef's kiss.
It was insane.
Yeah.
My friend, she puked after. Like, it was insane. And let's just talk about 16-week pregnant Brooke finishing it in 14 minutes.
Well, it was awful. It was awful. It was awful. Yeah. Did I come home and eat a whole bag of Doritos? I did. And not like a mini bag, not a mini bag, a family size bag.
But what kind of Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
Oh, good choice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those do be popping. Those do pop.
So.
Yeah, I think, did we go to breakfast? No, that was on Saturday. And the crazy thing is, we did that, I think I did it on a Thursday. No, it was Friday when I did
Friday.
It.
Friday.
It was Friday.
It comes
when
out
I did
at 7 o'clock on Thursdays.
So I did that in the morning at like the 6 a.m. class. Then after work, I went and did hip hop step and burned like an asinine number of calories. And my friend Tori was just like, "You're literally a psycho." But now that I'm in this gym kick, I have to close my rings. Like, we did.
Yeah.
Segueing. So Mondays are usually my easy day. I do like yoga. I do a nice little stretch, get my body prepared for all the intensity I'm going to go into the week for. Today, my friends were like, "No, we're going to do deep water aerobics." And I was like, "Okay, it's going to be a little fun."
Sounds fun.
It was crazy. It was, they had these
weights. So you're just like treading water?
You are. So you got like this little like belt thing that helps keep you afloat because you're supposed to be on the deep end of the pool. And the lady's on the outside. Mm-hmm. She's like, "And you're doing skis and you're jumping lines and then your arms are pumping." And the first round we did without weights. Then she's like, "Get your weights." And we're like, "Okay." These, mind you, these weights feel like a cell phone. You're like, "Oh, this little weight." Once you put them babies in the water, and she's like, "And push it down and pull it up and push it down." And you're like, "Ma'am." Like.
Yep.
It was so much fun though. So now I'm scrapping yoga for deep water aerobics because I burn more calories than I burn at yoga, which is like chef's kiss. Because again, I'm a ring junkie now. Like, it's real bad. Mm-hmm. Like when we went to work out the other day, I think it was Saturday morning, when we went to CrossFit on Saturday morning, by the time I got home, I was like, "Yeah, I'm just going to kill the rest of these. I'm just going to kill my move goal now so I don't have to do it for the rest of the day." So I just sat on my little bike.
Do you know what I asked for as for a push present? And James thinks I make all this shit up. He thinks that baby moons are not real. He thinks that push presents are not real.
I wish I would have got both. I got neither.
So,
and I pushed out two of them.
Exactly. You deserve to.
I feel like I am owed.
You are. You definitely are. So for my push present, I asked for the little walking pad. Not a treadmill. Just the walking pad.
Oh, those are fire.
That you
I got
see
one.
On Amazon. Yeah, because I was like, oh, I could set it up next to like the pack and play in the living room. And 100%. Then just like walk while the baby naps.
And watch and then, TV. You know, catch up on your shows.
Catch up on my shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's I think gift. It's a great push present. And that's they're not that gift. Expensive.
They're not. The fact that I have one should tell you that it's not expensive because you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's a great push present. And I definitely need validation in this because he thinks I am just making all this up.
If you don't go on TikTok and type in baby moon and push gift. And
oh,
also.
Oh, sorry. You know. The baby moon, though, is with y'all. Like, it's the rodeo. Yeah, it's the rodeo trip. Yeehaw.
And by then, I'm going to be real fit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be real
there
fit.
There you go. I'm going to be real big. I'm going to be real big.
I'm going to be real big.
Yep.
Y'all.
Will I still be in a bikini? Absolutely.
100%. Oh, my God. I love pregnant bellies and bikinis.
Going to be real big.
That's the only thing that sucked about my pregnancy because I was pregnant September. October, November. Like, I didn't get to do the bathing suit thing.
You're the and winner.
Yeah. And I never will again. Yeah. Because again, I'm not having no more kids. Everybody's like, "You just got to meet the right man."
Yeah. Yeah. I can meet the right man, but he going to have to love these babies that I got.
He sure is. And if he convinces me to have children, he is a magician.
He's sent from God.
Because ain't no way. Because when I tell you, before it used to be like, "Yeah, maybe." Now it's a hard no. It isn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like next time I go and to the lady, like, I'm going to be like, "Fry
easier,
these things."
Yeah.
Fry
and
them.
It's easier to say no when you're like already have almost grown kids and you're just like starting over.
Right. And that then just having like one torture. Versus the two. Like,
mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just fine. But yeah.
And other news, I'm going to attempt to not get sued when I say this, but I feel like you guys deserve to know.
What?
My principal's contract was not renewed. And so we are under different admins. So I might have new school stories for you guys.
Wow.
I'll keep you updated on how the rest of the school year goes.
Wow. I don't think you'll get sued because it's not like we know where you work and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And we never drop names.
And I mean, that's,
you know?
But that's also actually factual. Like, and
it's public knowledge
world,
at this point, isn't it?
It is. It is public knowledge. And also, all these corporations, you're under a contract. And when the contract is up, guess what? Sometimes they renew you. Sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm. And this one, they did not.
So, yeah, that's been really, like, I wouldn't say it's hard, but, like, it's been, like, weird to lose a principal in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
We getting it. We doing it. We're great. We're thriving.
And you're about to be, honestly, if you really think about it, you ain't got much left. So,
no, we have
you closer to the end than I am.
50 days. We have 50 days. Yeah, we have 50 school days.
That's a beautiful number. That's a really nice number.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good number.
Yeah.
I don't know my number.
Yeah.
And I refuse to look it up.
Down.
Because I might cry.
50 days.
At this point, I'm just
counting
down,
on my board.
Break.
Well, I got a countdown on my board. So
that's good.
Every day.
I would forget. So one of the kids would have to do it because I would be like, still stuck on day 554. Because that's what it feels like.
Yep.
That's what it feels
day
like.
Day 554 on this godforsaken island. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Well.
I guess we're going to, move along?
Yeah.
Into our Estudiante Estrella.
Yes.
Yes, queen. Our Estudiante Estrella. Our Estudiante Estrella is Jersey Girl in Vermont.
Hey, Jersey Girl in Vermont.
How'd you get to Vermont? Why are you there?
But she might just like wearing jerseys.
Oh, I thought she was from Jersey, but she lived in Vermont.
I don't know. She
like
could.
I would be,
she could be
New York girl in Delaware.
But she could just like wearing jerseys.
We would like clarification. Are you from Jersey or do you like to wear jerseys? And also, why are you in Vermont? Is it cold there? I feel like it's cold there.
What's in Vermont? That's not Mount Rushmore.
Snow.
Yes, it is.
In Vermont? That's the one that's
Mount Rushmore,
right?
In the presidents, right? Google. Where is Mount Rushmore? I think it's in Vermont.
Rushmore. We're all wrong.
Oh.
SD, South Dakota?
I would not have guessed that.
Right? South Dakota.
Oh.
Hmm.
The more you know.
Yeah, we were completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In the complete. So what's in Vermont? Jersey Girl.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
That was my only guess.
I mean, it sounded like it should be there.
Yeah.
To me, it sounded like it should be there. So I thought you were right, you know. And don't come for us talking about, aren't you teachers? Shouldn't you know things? Nobody knows everything in the world unless they have a photographic memory, which neither of us have. Brooke currently has a pregnancy brain, and I have a post-twin pregnancy brain that has just never recovered. So I don't know all the things, okay? I don't know all the things, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so Jersey Girl in Vermont's review is titled Fabulous.
Fabulous. What was that song in High School Musical?
Oh.
Sharpay sings it.
Mm-hmm,
and it's like when she's
I
by
can't.
The pool. And, yeah.
I don't remember the word. I don't remember
John,
the word.
John, insert
though.
It here.
Out with the old and in with the new. Goodbye, clouds of gray. Hello, skies of blue. A dip in the pool, a trip to the spa. Endless days in my chaise. The whole world according to moi.
Okay.
That's the song we're talking about. So it's clearly a 5-star.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. And Jersey Girl in Vermont states, can't believe I just found your podcast. Lots of fun. Sad stories, but that was to be expected. So interesting.
Mm-mm. Oh, we like it. Short and sweet and to the point.
Short and sweet and to the point. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for finding us. Welcome.
Yes.
Glad you love it here. Did you start at the beginning?
We like it here
did
too.
You start the most recent? Like, what did mm-hmm. you do? Because my friends at work have just started listening to this podcast this school year, uh-huh. and they keep harassing us to release multiple episodes in 1 week because they're all caught up already. And I said,
Well,
that's not going to happen. We're going to say that right now.
It's not
going to happen. So sorry.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, we're just doing what we can. Keep you guys happy.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But Jersey Girl in Vermont, thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, guys. We're going to get into it. This is not a long case today. So yes, there was a little bit more banter than normal. You do not have to go and leave us a 3-star review like certain people have done because we banter too much. You knew what you were getting into. Skip ahead. That's what the button's there for. So anywho, sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
We have all experienced the annoyance a rock to our windshield can cause.
Mm.
It is simply a day ruiner, by all accounts. But what if the rock wasn't an accident, and instead it was thrown on purpose? What would you do afterwards? Would you press charges? Yep. Would you take matters into your own hands?
No.
Most of us would. I feel certain about that. But what if you couldn't because the rock thrown / dropped on your windshield killed you? Then what?
What kind of rock is this? It sounds like a boulder.
Well,
mm-hmm. because all the rocks that.
But I guess like science and the you see Mythbusters.
Yeah, but like all the rocks that have hit my car, because every single car that I've owned has been hit in the same exact spot and has a little chip in every single car that I have. Every single one. Stormy's got one right now. She sure does. And I'm not going to get it fixed because.
Yeah.
I'm not, but
really sucks.
Who is dropping boulders on cars?
And the fact that they will not let you call the company of these big trucks and say, hey, your truck slung a rock up on my windshield and broke it. And you,
because it's always those stupid trucks. It's always them.
It is.
It's always them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, most rocks to the windshield are accidents, but for today's case, they weren't. Today's case is about 5 Michigan teens aging from 16 to 18 years old who mindlessly acted out in what they believed was a harmless, fun prank in October of 2017.
Wow.
As these teens were led into the courtroom in shackles, their families wept, not knowing what was to come. The teen boys were facing charges for the death of 32-year-old Kenneth White when he was dinged, which is what they call what these boys were doing, by a rock, and it killed him. That day in October, Kenneth White was riding shotgun in Steve Amthor. That day in October, Kenneth White was riding shotgun in Steve Amthor's, his friend's van, heading down Interstate 75 in Michigan. The pair were driving home from work on the construction site on October 18th, 2017, when Steve saw a large rock coming towards the van, crashing through the windshield like a flash. According to Steve, the rock hit Kenneth in the face and then ricocheted from his face to his chest, to which it had a hard impact on as well. Kenneth White, a 32-year-old, when he passed away, engaged to the love of his life and a father of 4 beautiful children.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
How big was this rock?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, because we're all thinking of the rocks that hit our windshields, right?
It's a little tiny. And the fact that it busted through the windshield like that, hit him in the face, then ricocheted, hit him in the chest, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no little rock doing that much damage.
No. Mm-mm. The teen said they were trying to, quote, make contact in this game called overpassing to be able to then say out loud, dinger, when a car was hit. That came from the County Circuit Court Judge Joseph Fariff. The teens did all confess to having thrown multiple rocks at cars driving south on I-75 from their position on the overpass. They also confessed to this action being a game where you earn points by dinging cars with rocks. On this particular day, the boys were betting money on how many dings they could get. They all admitted to gathering rocks of various sizes, the biggest being 20 pounds, from a dead-end street nearby. Mm. They then loaded them into one of the teens' flatbed pickup trucks and headed to the overpass. After, quote, dinging a few cars, the boys left the scene and reportedly ate at a nearby local fast food restaurant. The next day, when police realized they had a homicide on their hands, they questioned one of the boys at school, but ended up releasing him back on that same day. On that Friday, October 20th, 2017, 2 days after they were dinging off the overpass, they had heard someone had died by a rock that they had thrown. The five teens began texting each other in a group chat saying things like, quote, we could go to prison for life for this. Everyone lay low. No one rat us out. And also, quote, no one saw us. If everyone shuts up, we won't get caught.
But didn't the police talk to one of the boys? So clearly they... knew something.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, they literally came to your school and talked to you and then let you go. Like, you were on the radar from the get-go.
Yeah, they wouldn't have come to... And of all the people they come talk to, they could talk to one of y'all in a group that just so happened to be throwing these rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But dumb meets stupid, and the next day, the police had already positively identified the truck the teens had driven off in. It didn't take long to find the owner, which led to the teenager. They then followed the truck on surveillance, and that led them to the cameras in the fast food restaurant, where they were then able to identify all the other boys involved, watching them eat cheeseburgers.
Wow.
Yeah, like, and in their text, they're like, no one saw us.
But here's my thing. You're dropping this rock, right? You don't hear it break the windshield.
They do. That's the point. They get points for every windshield it breaks.
Oh, I thought they were just hitting them, not breaking them. I thought they were just supposed to be, like, not actually like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If it hit a car, they got points. They didn't care where it hit the car.
But I'm just saying, with that impact of the rock, they would have heard it literally break the windshield. So y'all didn't think. Because it was probably pretty immediate. You know, the car's probably swerving or whatever happened. But like, y'all didn't see that? Y'all didn't see that occur? You were just like, ah, we're done for the day.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and how are you going to say no one saw you? You're literally on an overpass. And like, Steve said he saw the rock coming from the overpass. Imagine the cars you didn't hit, but then they looked up and saw five boys just standing on the edge of an overpass.
That's so scary. I'm never going to drive under an overpass the same again.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. That Sunday on October 22nd, 2017, the police contacted the families of the five teenagers, informing them all that warrants were out for their arrest. Wow. Now, since the boys were all minors and under the guidance of their guardians, they were not arrested in some dramatic TV scene kind of way. But instead, they were told that they would have to surrender to the police by themselves by 10:30 p.m. that day. Kyle Anger reportedly went to church and had dinner out with his family before surrendering, but all had surrendered by 8:30 p.m. that evening as they were told to do so. So they had until 10:30 p.m., but all five boys came in around 8:30 p.m. after they had like gone and said their byes to their family and whatnot. At trial and in court, it was determined that the eldest boy, Kyle Anger, 18 years old at the time of the dinging, was the one who actually threw the 6-pound rock over the overpass that crashed into the van, killing Kenneth White. Wow. So the rock was 6 pounds.
That's crazy.
But like 6 pounds, you're like, oh, that's not a lot. But coming down at that speed with a car going that speed, like think of that impact.
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. what people have to realize.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a science person, but like, I feel like that's very sciencey.
Yes, it is.
In that like distance times speed times I don't know, something like that.
Velocity. Something like that. I don't.
Velocity. Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kyle did plead guilty to second-degree murder in exchange for other charges being dropped. He was ultimately sentenced to 3 to 20 years in prison for his actions. However, Kyle did receive time served, which was roughly 740 days since his arrest in 2017, according to the ABC affiliate. So by the time he had gone to court, because this happened in 2017, it kept getting pushed off, and then COVID happened. And then they went to trial during like COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so at that point, he had already served 740 days.
Wow.
And they like granted him time served.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Anger was also required to pay $7,000 in restitution to the White family. And although this can never bring back Kenneth White, mm-hmm. it is something the family can use to lay Kenneth to rest. Kyle was 20 years old when he was sentenced for making the worst mistake he could ever imagine. Kyle spoke out saying the following, quote, "We just weren't thinking what the outcome could be of it and just mm-hmm. doing dumb stuff."
Mm-hmm.
Kyle was released in January of 2021 after serving 39 months in prison.
Wow. So nothing happened to the rest of the boys?
That's where we're getting to.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, you might not have thrown the rock, yep, but you did some
things. Were there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And I mean, obviously Kyle has a harsher punishment.
Yes.
Unfortunately for Kyle, not only was he the one proven to have thrown the rock, but he was the oldest of all mm-hmm. the boys.
Okay.
So kind of double whammy on his part.
Mm-hmm.
As for the other four members of this dinging group, Mark Sikelski, mm-hmm. sorry, Sikelski, mm-hmm. okay? Mark Sikelski, Alexander Miller, Trevor Gray, and McCaden Payne, they were all tried as juveniles and all mm-hmm. entered into pleas in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so when they were arrested, they were all underage. They were all mm-hmm. minors. And originally, in 2018, they all said, okay, we're going to enter into these pleas. We're going to go to juvenile. We're going to be in the juvenile system. We're going to go to juvenile court. That was the plan. However, that following July, Judge Farah rejected this juvenile notion and ruled that these four teens would also be tried as adults for their actions.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. He said, quote, "The seriousness of the alleged offense is as high as it gets. This is a homicide."
Mm-hmm.
Their lawyers then met with them, giving them all the possibilities and where it could take their lives if convicted. So while they're waiting to like actually see if this is going to happen, because they were like, hey, we're good. Our hands, we're surrendering. We're going to go in as juveniles. We're going to do our time. We're going to get out. Right. The judge was like, no, we're going to try you as adults. Well, now it's like going back and forth, juvenile, adult. So then like all this time passed. And while all this time is passing where the lawyers are talking to the prosecution, the prosecution's talking to the judge, blah, 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 these kids are in adult jail. Like just,
wow.
Yeah. They were never sent to juvenile centers. They're like in adult jail.
Mm.
Yes. Their lawyers then met with them, giving them all the possibilities of where it could take their lives. Now, the four boys ended up accepting plea agreements for manslaughter. The boys were all sentenced on August 4th, 2021 to 1 year of probation, but had served time in jail, not a juvenile facility, while awaiting their trial and sentencing. So mm-hmm. they had already kind of served their time in jail and they didn't have to serve any more time and they were only given 1 year probation.
Got you.
Now, one of the few boys did start speaking out publicly, and that was Alexander Miller, who did an exclusive interview with ABC 12 News. Alexander Miller said in his public appearance that he didn't plan to hurt anyone and certainly didn't expect to kill someone when he and a group of friends threw rocks off the overpass onto the I-75 road. Alexander said the following, quote, "I believe it wasn't so much that we didn't think anything was going to happen. It's just we didn't think that far ahead that anything was going to happen." Adding, quote, "I blame myself for being so gullible and being so open to just do whatever." Alexander was the youngest when this occurred, and he is now 19 years old at this interview and is out on bond. He was 16 at the time of the incident. He said he has learned about accountability and responsibility while being held behind bars at an adult jail. He was only a sophomore in high school when he was first placed in a juvenile center, but his test scores when looking at his school records showed him performing more on a fifth grade level academically.
Wow.
But even he, you know, like he's even saying, like, I was so gullible. I was so like peer pressured, like I didn't speak for myself. And I guess that plays a role into like his academic level, because look at the type of children that are more easily to be manipulated or more easily to be peer pressured.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It's going to be your lower academic kids.
Yeah.
Alexander said, quote, "I was just some ignorant kid, didn't want to listen, didn't want to take directions, wasn't responsible." Adding this about the facility. Quote, "The staff there and their strict rules, I mean, their program taught me to listen to my elders and to respect everybody around me. I became obedient." Alexander spent over a year in jail before requesting a bond hearing so he could take care of his sick grandparents and single mother. While out on bond, he was required to wear a GPS monitor and only allowed to leave his home to go to work. Wrapping up his interview with this statement, he said the following, quote, "I don't ask to be completely forgiven, just to move on from everything and forget it ever happened. But I do ask to be allowed the opportunity to move forward with my life as well. And if anything is needed, I will be there and be willing to help their family out with anything that they need." None of the other boys have spoken out publicly at this time. They have all served their time and they are all out right now. I am unaware if they still talk, if they have any correspondence whatsoever, if they're still friends, if they're even still in Michigan. I do not have knowledge of that. The occurrence, though, this is what really got me on this case. One, I found this case on TikTok, but two, this occurrence of like rocks being thrown over an overpass and killing people, I could have reported on easily three more of these. Yeah. Like, why I was surprised at how many teenagers are like engaging in this stupid game.
It's kind of like when everybody was trying to eat the Tide Pods.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
Like, and then Tide was like, "We never really thought we had to put a warning label that says, please do not consume."
And now on every single one, because I got them here. Yeah. I got them here. Now lock them up nice and tight, because not no snack for you twins. Just so crazy what becomes like a fad.
I know. Well, there was one girl. She was very young. She, I think she was in Ohio. I could be wrong because I didn't report. I mean, I read her like, she also died this way. A rock came through her windshield due to dinging and it killed her as well. And she was very young. The other death was a trucker and his wife was in the passenger seat. And I listened to his 911 call. A rock came through the windshield, same way. Kids threw it off the overpass. He calls 911 and he's like, "I can see her brain. The rock hit her head and literally sliced it open." Like, he could see her brain. Now, she did survive, but she was never mentally there. And she ended up passing away. Her life was definitely cut short. She passed away due to all these complications.
Yeah.
And right after she passed away, her husband ended up taking his own life. So one rock took two lives. You know what I mean? Like, I was just reading about all of these things that have happened with this like trend and this fad. And it's like, I get what these kids are saying. They didn't think that far ahead. even in a 16-year-old mind, though, you've got to know, this might not be the best idea.
Yeah. That would be the first thing I thought. Like, what if this rock break? What if someone got they sunroof open and I happen to drop it right on their head and just end? You know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah.
Immediately, where my mind is going.
Yeah.
Like, none of y'all thought that you were possibly gonna injure somebody. And you threw a 6-pound rock down.
Right. Well, and the biggest rock was 20 pounds.
Like,
now,
what did you think?
Even if you didn't think you were gonna kill somebody, you had to know you were gonna at least hurt somebody.
You're up high, you dropping at the velocity, going down, fast speed, boom. Like, it's just, I don't understand. I get it. You know, you're at a young age, your brain's not fully developed, but I'ma always think. Okay? I'ma always think.
Yeah. Well, I'm also a worst case scenario person. Like, everything, I feel like every situation I put myself into, I'm like, okay, what's like, what could really happen? What's the
worst
very
final thing that destination
happen?
That occurs?
Yeah. Oh, I won't even drive behind a log truck because of that movie. Mm-hmm. No millennial wheel.
Mm-mm. No.
So.
Wow.
But that is a little mini lesson. Hopefully you're teaching your kids not to ding or play the dinging game. It's not cool. We don't encourage it.
Sure don't.
And it could take someone's life.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing us that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Again,
you're welcome.
Never going to drive under an overpass the same. Again.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Without looking up, at least.
Right. Just like, and then causing an accident because I'm just like, oh, where are they at?
And then the cop pulls you over. Well, I was looking for the dingers.
I was making sure I wasn't going to get dinged off. So I'm just looking out.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, Brooke was yawning. I'm barely functional. The water, the aquatic workout today is really just bringing me into a deep slumber. So we're gonna get up out of here. So
heck yeah.
As always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.